I was staring at Mr. Tech's fingers over here.
We need a school bell.
Mr. Tech's fingers. Dinner bell. I just like stared at you and knowing that we were recording and you're over there tap, tap, tap.
I was trying to finish them up before we started.
Oh, yeah. We get so many.
Yeah.
We get so many. All the damn group chats.
Mm-hmm. That's all it is. And apparently, I have jury duty.
Oh, you're gonna make the best juror.
Oh,
I bet it's for like an upcoming, like really confusing murder trial that's gonna last 9.5 weeks.
There's no way.
Yeah, and then you get locked in a room.
There's no way.
When someone won't budge, so you have to just keep deliberating for like days upon days. You're being harassed by the local news.
What if I try to like fight some of the other jurors or have sex with them?
I think that's allowed.
You know, I don't think there's a rule against that.
They'll kick me out. They're like, no, you've already f***ed 7 people here. Yeah. You have to leave.
He's just been running through all the jurors.
What the hell?
This guy's just derailing the case the inside of the jury.
And now they're all just angry at each other.
Jury duty with Caleb Francis. Like, it's literally you and 11 women.
I don't think that would work.
How cool would it be, though?
I slowly make them all fall in love.
They were all ex-cheerleaders.
That sounds like a TV show called...
Yeah. I mean,
it's a cool show.
No, we need to admit, this is a movie. Oh, you can't make a multi-season show out of jury duty with 11 cheerleaders.
We could. You could at least make an 11-episode miniseries, one for each cheerleader.
Each cheerleader. I'll learn about
the
them.
Backstory. Yeah. It's like The Bachelor.
It's their dates.
You're taking each one out on a date, and then you're choosing one. They're like, you guys are supposed to be choosing the case. You're in there handing out roses.
Yeah, and they're like...
Bailiffs are like, what the fuck? What's going on?
Beating the fucking gavel. Yeah. Order.
The judge has to get involved. All the women are like super angry. They don't know anything about the case.
No, we haven't been paying attention.
No, not at all.
We've all just been kissing the whole time.
They give him a questionnaire and literally like asked like whether the defendant was male or female, and none of them could answer.
They didn't know. Yeah. They were just talking about like our dates.
Yeah.
They think the defendant's name is Barracuda Storm.
Yeah.
Oh, and then they leak your guys' group chat. Oh. So the juror group chat.
Oh. There's 12 of us in there.
Yeah.
It's yucky.
It got. Yeah. And then they find out that you guys all went to Biloxi, Mississippi for casino night one of the nights.
Like 3 stenographers quit.
Yeah. Like, where are the jurors? Dude, they're all passed out. They're in Biloxi, drunk, Mississippi. Dude.
What?
They're on a riverboat casino.
Yeah. What? Oh.
Caleb's jury duty.
No, what do I do next? Sorry. I would watch it.
I would watch the hell out of this.
Exciting.
Like, because we could write whatever we want, whatever happens. Like, it doesn't have to be, like, real.
Real, yeah, true.
Like, yeah, they're all in love.
Yeah, I mean,
11 of them.
That's definitely real.
And literally they come after you can't not, you just keep giving all 11 of them a rose. So it just becomes you dating 11 women.
I just choose them
all while being part of a really, really high profile court case.
Yeah, they're constantly like pissed off.
Kissing them all. But what if, no, this is our creation. What if they're all constantly fighting for your love?
Well, of course.
I mean, that sounds ideal.
Yeah.
It's like what I
they're never, no, none of them ever show any that they're mad because they can't, they don't want you to not pick them and give them a rose at the next round. Every week, you're like, am I going to show up with 11 roses or am I going to show up with 10? And they're always like, oh, God,
shit.
Can we have a 12-some again?
I guess.
Okay.
I'm still raw from the last one. But yes.
Court TV's Caleb does jury duty. This doesn't even have anything to do with any court. Like, they never show the court at all.
Every now and then it just shows a scene of the courtroom. They're like, where are the jurors?
Yeah, where are the jurors? Like,
not here today.
That's when the bailiff comes in, like, hey. They're
doing a different show.
They're on
a
riverboat right now in Biloxi, Mississippi. And the judge is like, Caleb. And the camera goes, wah, wah. And then the governor gets notified that like they can't even do the case because you've stolen the entire juror pool. They have to have a new one.
Yeah, I would watch this. Yeah, I want to be a part of it.
Why doesn't networks let us create shows?
Fun shows? I don't know.
Yeah,
there needs to be more fun shows
like that are just absolutely bananas.
Yeah, I mean, it could live on Amazon pretty easy. They have wild shows on there, or HBO. It's got some
yeah, like
shows.
A show called Rocket Cops.
Whatever, jetpacks, or no, we shoot rockets.
No, you just have big bazookas. That's, and you call in rocket cops when you don't care what happens. You just want them to fucking fire
a
missile.
Like a lot of rockets. Yeah.
You got like the four barrel one, like Arnold Schwarzenegger has. And they're just like, oh no, these robbers are robbing this bank and everyone's held hostage. And the police chief's like, there's no other way out. Call the rocket cops.
Special phone that has to break the glass for it, pulls it out.
And then it shows us in a truck, like a cop truck.
Yeah.
And we have extra rockets.
A lifted diesel.
Yeah, with extra rockets. And the truck has rockets on it, too.
The whole bed is just full of loose rockets.
Yeah,
we're just like rolling around.
We're like, what's up, chief? We're here. He goes, that's the target. And you and I are just like, go. It just fires like 30.
Yeah.
The whole bank explodes. We high five, get back in the truck, and the chief goes, crime solved.
Damn it. Another crime averted. Good job, Rocket Cops.
Good job, Rocket Cops.
Yeah.
It's just fucking up the... They're like,
so much
and then,
guts.
Then you just see... Like,
so many people
and
dying.
The news is just like, we're only a town that has a population of 5,000 people. Like, this destroyed...
You killed...
Most of Main Street.
You killed 70 people. That was a full bank.
That's like every... We knew all of them.
Yeah, like two buildings close by also collapsed. Just like... And we got like sunglasses on us. And we're just smiling.
You just see the reflection in our glasses.
Good music
Rocket
playing.
Cops.
Everybody's screaming.
We should at least make the like intro music for Rocket Cops.
Okay.
Why don't we get on Fiverr and tell somebody to do that?
Make intro
music. That sounds really fun. And then we could play it the next time we get together, because we're going to not be together for a little while. Yeah. Well, you and I are going to be together.
But then we're together for a few days, you know, in fucking the Keys.
We're going to
it's
gonna
be fun.
Key West.
Yeah.
The Florida Keys.
Yeah, that's going to be a
what
good time.
What are we going to do?
Watch some divers do some cool stuff.
We're going to film.
Yeah.
We're going to make a bunch of videos.
Film some stuff.
For Nine Line and Black Rifle Cans and we're going to do funny skits with...
Matt Lida has talked about a few fun things. I'm sure it's going to be jam-packed, but it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm starting to write down a bunch of ideas and stuff.
Yeah, that one we came up with in the bar, I think
that's
going to
really
be...
That's really
funny. That's funny. That'll look good.
You and I need to get a rowboat.
Yeah.
We have to be in a...
in a rowboat.
A little rowboat. I'm sitting in the front.
Yeah.
And it's like almost like tipping.
Yeah, you're not even touching the water. You're rowing.
I'm just sick.
I'm thirsty. You blow your whistle.
So yes, we have some good ideas. Yeah, we're gonna be in Key West.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good time.
That is a wild, you know. Duval is if you haven't been to Duval, you know, if you're looking for a place to vacation in the States, and you have not gone to Key West, I recommend it.
Yeah.
It's affordable, it's fun.
And I didn't even get to like experience it the last time we were down there. We were just like doing crazy stuff, like filming the whole time and other things for the opening. And we didn't even really look at beach stuff.
Yeah.
So
this time we're going to be like very water heavy.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
You're going somewhere before this, right?
I'm going down to Palatka, Florida to meet up with the guys that are all getting ready for the jump into Normandy.
Yeah. Awesome.
So as soon as my ankle heals, I'll get my jumps and get ready.
Sounds like you got an excuse already preloaded.
What?
Sounds like you got an excuse preloaded. Got a ankle?
I actually have had a hurt ankle for a month.
Mm-hmm. Damn,
everybody knew that.
On you, dude.
Apparently. You know, I was just limping because I thought it was fun.
I hate walking. It just sucks.
I mean, it's not like I injured it in any... It's the same ankle I've broken many of times.
Yeah.
But it was not like I was doing anything other than being stupid drunk with my band in New York City trying to do parkour.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That was really stupid.
It's definitely something you would do for sure. It's
a believable story.
Yeah, it's believable. Yeah.
How'd you hurt your ankle? Yeah. Well,
I was drunk with my band and we were doing parkour.
I was doing
in the
parkour
streets
in New
York
City.
I fell through a grate.
Fell through a freaking giant grate while jumping.
Yeah. That makes sense. I want to explore castles there in Normandy.
Are there castles in France?
Yeah.
Did France have castles?
Yeah, that's
what I can't remember when France was invented.
We're staying
1975? Dave France.
Dave France, yeah. I think it's him. We're staying right in front of, what is that? Mont Saint Michel. The beautiful castle that
I have no idea.
Dude, it's the castle that the Disney castle's inspired after.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like a legit castle.
Yeah, it's a castle. It's like a little town up on this like spire.
It's like a castleman's castle.
Yeah, it's a whole town that's like, I think it's surrounded by like a wall because it's on this little island, and in the evenings when the tide is high, you can't even get to it.
Oh, shit.
There's just like a little road that goes through this like marshland over to it, and once the tide's up, you
can't even get to it. Wait, isn't that where a bunch of people got stuck in the mud? Like, historically?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The knights were like assaulting, and then they just got stuck in the mud.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they just arrowed them to death. Yep,
goopy out there. But it looks beautiful. And apparently, there's so many other castles nearby that Jack was talking about. Us, like,
dude, I want to get some seafood.
Oh, God.
French seafood?
Oh, I bet we're going to get some good food. That's going to be so good.
I've never really explored French food, though.
I've never even considered it at all, ever, until this popped up. And I was like, oh, yes, I would love that.
I'm going to have to watch some YouTube videos on French food.
French food, yeah.
Yeah.
See what we should have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or see if there's
baguettes.
Okay, so bread.
Yeah, yeah, definitely the bread.
Stinky cheese.
Yeah, stinky cheese. That's escargot.
French? I don't need escargot. God, I don't really think that's...
When in France, yeah.
Yeah, but why, dude?
I don't know. Maybe
just because there's a snail doesn't mean you need to eat it, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they've got some special recipe.
Why? Look at that snail. Let's eat that.
Mush it up.
Let's not.
Let's look at that little gooey thing leaving a little clear.
Maybe gnocchis?
Trail.
Is that French?
Gnocchis?
Gnocchis.
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 That doesn't sound French.
Like the potato thing?
What? Yeah.
Gnocchi?
Yeah, gnocchi.
That sounds Japanese.
No.
No, I think it's German.
Oh. Hmm. That doesn't sound German either.
It's a dumpling.
Germania. You know, French.
It's Italian.
It's Italian?
Gnocchi is Italian.
Apparently.
Gnocchi! Yeah, no.
What?
Mamma mia, gnocchi.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it is, dude. Ask Captain Dave over there. He's got the internet.
Yeah.
The internet says it's Italian.
Wow.
Yeah, but then again, if you think about it, Caesar salad is not technically Italian.
No.
But why did every Italian restaurant adopt it? That's a question I want to ask. Is... This was invented in Tijuana, Mexico.
A Caesar salad?
Yeah.
Hmm.
1928. Am I correct?
1924.
Damn, I was close.
Close.
Dude.
It's like with... use sardines for that, right?
Yeah.
When you make it, yeah. Sardines? I'd like to do that one day. Make it like from scratch. Yeah, that'd be fun.
It's kind of Italian.
How?
Caesar salad was invented in the early 1920s by Caesar Cardini, an Italian chef who owned a restaurant in Tijuana, Mexico.
Got it.
So it's Italian-ish.
Yeah. But still, I mean, that is kind of interesting that, like, Caesar salad has been adopted everywhere to Italy.
It has nothing to do with Caesar himself.
I know. But that was why I know that. Yeah. It's because one time I was like,
what's the dude's first name?
Did the Romans,
Caesar.
Okay, okay.
Did the Greeks pass down? Caesar was Roman.
Yeah.
Did the Romans pass down? Have the Romans, I would look that up. Have the Romans passed down any food? Like what food did the Romans invent?
I think there's,
it's Italian.
Yeah. Talking about that bread and the fucking bread that I just made. What's it, sourdough? I think there's a Roman sourdough starter that's like still alive, that's been alive for like thousands of years, that they're still using the same fucking starter.
Really?
So it's like you can go and get this bread that was like the same shit that the fucking like Romans were eating and shit. I was like, that sounds pretty cool. So they got some special, extra
special
taste.
I'd love to know what a fucking like Roman, like in Rome,
yeah,
like one of their restaurants was like, or like, were restaurants a thing? Could you go and sit down and eat?
It was like pubs. It was like places you'd go to get drinks, and they would have like certain like meals and
like cheese and
chickens and cheese,
sausages,
and, yeah,
probably
meats.
Salamis,
yeah, 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 a lot of dried.
But like
meats.
If they were like preparing something,
Yeah.
Oh,
they probably did stews and
pigs, like yeah, roasted pigs. Yeah, true, I bet they true. Did a bunch
they
of
They did a lot of roasted chickens and ducks and things like that.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
I just, it would be interesting to eat back then to see.
Probably, it's probably awesome.
Yeah, it sounds a lot healthier too. It's probably they didn't have refrigeration, like, so it had healthy, to be fresh.
Everything
yeah.
was like right away.
Yeah, healthy. Because
I mean,
bread,
like that
cheese.
Turkey yeah. that we had for Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like that tasted intense. Absolutely
yeah, it
different.
Was wild. Yeah, it was very different. Yeah.
Are you suffering from extremely bland food that just doesn't do it for you? Are you tired of your taste just not being inspiring enough for your life? Are you ready to finally do something about it? You need to get Firecracker Farms Hot Salt and give that spice and flavor to the food that you deserve. You see, me and my pal Caleb are certified taste experts, and both of us give Firecracker Farms Hot Salt 10 stars. Not from dentists, not from doctors, but from certified taste experts. Just go to firecracker.farm. And get yourself some hot salt today and wake up that food like it deserves to be woken.
Mm. Yeah, Ben, I bet that shit was so good.
Yeah, I would actually, I bet. I wonder if there's a YouTube documentary about the history of Italian food.
How long it's. Of cheeses. So I had to get Spirit Airlines on the way home.
What, why?
From Ohio. The only option, unless I wanted to pay like $1,200 oh, wow. and then leave at like 6 p.m.
I did see that recently. I yeah. looked up some tickets, everything was like, super, super.
Yeah,
high.
Yeah,
spring break.
Very, yeah,
oh, is that what
oh,
it is?
Yeah, it is.
Shit, dude.
Yep, that makes fucking sense.
Yeah, well,
but yeah, I got Spirit on the way back, and you know, never flown it before. 2 hour delay, first thing. The plane was very rickety. It was a lot of noises that I know should not have been going on.
That you've never heard on a plane.
Yeah, on a plane. Like, me and Brent were looking at each other. We were like, ooh, this doesn't sound good at all. Like, when the landing gear was coming down, there was a lot of... Like, we were like, oh, shit. But their menu for snacks and drinks...
Because you got to buy it.
Yeah, but, like, put that on everything.
Yeah, I know.
Put that on every
plane.
They
haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah, why not? Why doesn't... Like, Delta...
I don't know. It's really foolish, dude.
Yeah. Dude, it was so many tasty things. They had
even
like
that, like
full Eggos. You could get cups of noodles.
What?
Like hot cups of noodles.
Like even Delta though, you fly first class and they come out, they come over and they go, all right, well, we have
one
we have,
nut.
We have five things available, but we're out of four of them.
Yeah.
So we only have one. I'm like, why do you guys even do this then?
We have
like what's the point?
Seven almonds.
Like, yeah. Like why
for first class?
Why
seven almonds.
Yeah. Seven. You can
eat up.
We'll cut one in half.
Eat
you.
Up, brother. Yeah, sucks. But they had fucking Buffalo Trace. They had like
wait, Eggo waffles. You said
they had Eggos that you can. They'll heat them up for you, like pre, like in a, as a just a blueberry waffle in a little package. Bring you out a fucking waffle. But they had a cheese board, but it was just like an adult Lunchable.
Wow.
But fancy cheeses and crackers. They brought that. I had like a bunch of Buffalo Trace and Cokes. So I just like, you know, snacked and drank the whole time on both of my flights. And it was.
Well, you probably had to when you're hearing noises like you're selling me. Dude.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was like, this could be it. This could be it. I might as well get drunk, enjoy some snacks. When they bring out you like a bag of Cheez-Its, it's a full size bag. It's a giant bag.
Oh, wow.
I was like, holy shit. Like, I was like, yeah, I was like, I'll take Cheez-Its. And I was expecting, you know, the 3-bite bag. They give me the mix. It's like all the little fixings inside of it with the cheese. It's a gigantic bag. I didn't even finish it. I was like, holy fuck. Awesome, though. I was like, I'll pay for this shit all day, man.
If your plane's going to crash.
Yeah, if I'm maybe going to die on this plane. And it was, they were so hot. Oh, God, I was so sweaty the whole time, dude. Both planes were so hot. But I ended up having an aisle to myself on both planes. Because
nobody takes Spirit.
Yeah, yeah. Like that. Like there ended up being plenty of those. They were like, yeah, you guys can go take a whole aisle. We're like, yes. So whole aisle, both times, snacks and drinks. The plane was really sketchy and 2 hours late, and I sweat a lot.
But it, like, this is a really mixed feeling.
It's
kind of
like even now. I'm like, all right, delicious drinks and snacks. I'm going to be super late, and I'm going to be very stinky when I get there. If I get there.
I
could die.
Dude, I wonder what that feels like.
Yeah, to feel like you're just going to die on a plane?
No. I mean, like,
actually
hit
down
the
on a plane.
In an airplane.
Yeah, dude, I was thinking about it,
like,
too.
Do you,
when I was like,
do you actually feel it?
No, I think you just explode. Yeah,
There's a little delay.
Is it too fast?
I think you can maybe see the fire coming down the aisle.
I don't even know if you're able to, like...
Yeah, unless you're like, in the explosion zone, I guess.
I mean, everything's the explosion zone.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it, like, crumples.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
This, like...
Yeah, like, do you even...
Yeah, like, you're just in a seat, like...
You hear a... And then just...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
No. That's probably the best way to go, though. Just fast.
I mean...
Turn into goo.
Turn into... Not even dust, goo, dude. Yeah. Dust, ash.
Yeah, particles.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, I don't know. They definitely make sure that if those planes go down, you are done for.
A lot of gas.
They do not want you to be suing nobody.
Well, I mean, that one that went into the Hudson River,
oh, yeah.
They all were fine.
Yeah.
He landed a plane on the freaking water.
That explains that movie. Like, they were really pissed at that pilot for saving all those lives.
Oh yeah. Because then they got to pay for all
of it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They tried everything they possibly could to freaking... railroad that guy.
Pretty crazy. Like, they want you dead.
Oh yeah.
If your plane, they're like, hey, we want to make sure you die. If this plane is going down, please die.
Well, I mean, in that aspect though, like, I don't think that you necessarily should be allowed to sue the airline company, because in that case,
yeah,
they hit two birds.
Yeah.
Sorry, shit happens.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, refund the ticket.
You assume, refund the ticket. Give everybody like $5,000 or something.
Give me a trip somewhere.
Like, you should not be like, we as just a culture, you know, and everything could be like, you can just say no, you can't sue for that.
Yeah.
Dude, you hit birds. There is no possible way that United Airlines could prevent two geese from flying through the engines.
Yeah.
Like, so... So at that point, they're not negligent.
Yeah.
So it's like the airline shouldn't be mad. They're like, dude, you saved the plane. You saved the people. Good job. Here's a little bit of a bonus. No, you can't sue us. Sorry. Your ticket's refunded.
Sorry.
See you later. Like, that should be the the course of action.
For you.
Instead of, you know, everybody like, I need $80 million for stress. And
I'm scared now.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
It's like that guy, you know. Thank God you had an experienced pilot.
Yeah.
That didn't just panic and fucking blow everybody up. We have no engines and we're fuck it. Like, no, he was like, I'm gonna make sure we get out of this.
Hmm.
So hats off to him.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Sully. There's a drink named after him. It's Grey Goose and Water.
I get it.
Serious, like this. Huh. You can order a Sully at a bar.
Wait, okay, so I just Googled flight 1549 settlement, which was that flight.
Yeah.
And the first thing that pops up is each passenger later received a letter of apology, $5,000 in compensation for lost baggage, and $5,000 more if they could demonstrate a larger loss, and a refund of their ticket price.
Okay.
That's pretty...
So
yeah, that's we nailed it on the head.
Yeah, I don't think there was like a whole big...
Well, that's good. Hey, well, hey.
Yeah.
That's
a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's literally what we just like predicted.
I ain't bringing $5,000 worth of shit in a backpack somewhere.
Not at all.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I'll take that.
And another $5,000 if you could demonstrate a larger loss, AKA lie, you get $10,000 for going on a roller coaster that no one else can experience.
True.
And living.
And a pretty sick bar story.
Yeah.
Yeah. And saying I was on the flight.
I was like, on that flight and I lived.
Tom Cruise saved my life.
No, it was Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
One of the Toms.
Yeah.
One of the Toms.
One of those guys.
Real famous Tom.
Yeah.
Both of them. I mean, who would you say is more famous, Tom Hanks or Tom Cruise?
I think it's Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
He's like one of the highest paid actors like ever still, I think.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. My Eggman. He's a cruise guy.
Yeah.
Favorite way to vacation, cruise. Okay. Favorite politician, Ted Cruz. Cruise.
Okay.
You went to Ohio?
Yeah.
That's where you were taking Spirit Airlines to?
Yeah, that's where I came back from. I was at the Arnold's in Ohio. A lot of fun. If you don't know what the Arnold's are, it's Arnold Classics in Ohio in Columbus. Huge, like, powerlifting, bodybuilding, just fitness.
Real gym expo. People.
Yeah, it's like the real gym people, the gym bros, the gym queens.
People that lift heavy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, literally all of the world's strongest men were there.
Wow.
It was pretty wild. I got to take a picture with Thor. And,
did you tell Thor that you're there?
No, but whenever Brent said whenever I went to take a picture with him, he said he looked like he knew me. I like was already like shaking the other guy's hand, but he said he like looked at me and was like, "Oh, what?" And like I was like, "I don't know. Maybe he was just being nice." But that would have been funny. But yeah, it'd be cool to you know reconvene at some point with him if I do break his record.
And then you have to yeah,
I'm like hey, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but you, dude, you guys should be on a panel.
Yeah, because I mean, that's where he lives is in Sweden? Iceland, oh, and Iceland. On that fucking island, and he has his Thor's gym there that he trains at like every day.
Wow.
So, I mean, who knows? I might be able to get hooked up with him.
You should break the record and then show up to the gym the next day.
Walk in. This is my gym now.
I'm here for a sponsorship.
I'm here to take over the gym. I'm now the strongest man in Iceland. This is my place now.
Just pee on the welcome mat. Yeah, this is mine.
Hey, everybody.
I should go to the main office, start smoking cigars.
You've got a bunch of framed photos of you.
Yeah, I start knocking everything off. Frame photo of me.
Hey, everybody.
What the fuck?
I'm just like, we're going to have a staff meeting in about an hour. So everybody get cleaned up.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, what?
Why? Wouldn't even
I'm just going to the gym here, dude. What do you mean a staff meeting?
But yeah, so gigantic. Such a gigantic man. And, you know, all the other world's strongest men are so fucking huge. It's ridiculous, dude.
But you're getting close.
I'll never be close to that big or that strong overall. I could really focus on one or two things and be better. But like they can't, most of those world's strongest men, they can't do that 410 pound bag.
Really?
Yeah, they have. I don't know what it is. Like, I know Eddie Hall couldn't do it. Eddie Hall couldn't do it
because their biceps are too big.
Probably. Dude, it really is probably just they're too big to like get down like that. Yeah. But who knows? But I know a lot of them struggle with that fucking bag.
Is that bag part of the competition? Like,
So one of the main competitions there, like Cerberus, is a huge sponsor there at the Arnold's, and they had a lot of events of the bag stuff. Like, they had World's Strongest like firefighters there, and there was just like you know firefighters from all over competing, and they had all these different bags set up where, and it was like teams, so it was like however many pounds each team could lift up, like it all just got clobbered together, and then whoever had the most pounds lifted, like that team won at the end.
Wow.
But they had up to like a 380 pound bag, I think, was their biggest bag there. And like some of those guys were lifting it up to shoulder, like you got to shoulder it. So, which is like really fucking impressive. So yeah, that was cool. All of the, like, I think all of the world's strongest women were there as well. A lot of girls breaking records there that we hung out with, super cool. They all were like so nice and sweet. It was so funny because they're all so jacked and strong as hell, dude. It's so funny because you're just like hanging out with them. They're just like you could cutesy
pick up
girls,
a hay bale, and just throw it.
They're all, and it's so funny. They're all just like little cutesy girls, and they're dressed up, but they're like fucking arms are bigger than mine, and their traps are fucking nuts, and it's just so funny. But they're all like so sweet. Got so much free stuff. Got to get in the animal cage. Because of fucking John Hack and Andy, I think his last name is Huang. But yeah, like just really cool guys. They've been with Animal, and I think they both do stuff with Iron Rebel as well. But I've been friends with them for like a long time on social media, and I was walking by the cage. If you don't know, like the cage is a huge thing there.
I don't know what that is.
Animal is like one of the coolest fucking supplement brands that's ever been. Like it's hardcore. Everybody's like fucking all those people that are with Animal, they just break records all the fucking time. So they have a giant cage set up in the Arnold's, like the expo when you go in there, and you're just like everybody's huddled around the cage watching people break records inside of it all the fucking time. So everybody's like hyped up. It's nuts. And we were sitting there watching as John was about to do a fucking deadlift, and they like saw me. And they're like, dude, get in here. And I was like, what? Like, to get into, like, be invited into the cage, like, you have to be one of the fucking dudes breaking records usually, or like their girlfriend or some shit. So,
did you get to lift something in the cage?
No. Like, you got to, they didn't have any at the time, they didn't have any shirts that would, like, they all they had left was an XL. They're like, dude, they're like, you could come do some shit if you had an animal shirt on. But they're like, we don't have any. Like, they brought me an XL, and I put it on just to, as a joke. And it was, like, so tight. And I was just, like, sitting in the crowd, like, watching as John did his, like, lift. And, like, we were all, like, cracking up and stuff. But, yeah, man, it was really fucking cool watching him. He deadlifted, like, 910 pounds or something. He only weighs, like, 220. And then some other dude who's, like, I think his name is Ty something. He just broke a record in there, like the first person to ever deadlift over 1,000 pounds in there. He's only like, I could be wrong, but I think he's only like 24, 25. Same thing, super like small dude, like 210, 230, deadlifting over 1,000 fucking pounds. So that was gnarly. People just squatting the hell out of like 800 pounds. I think Andy ripped 800 pounds for like three or four reps, some shit like that. Like they were just all like, it was nonstop. Like every hour, somebody was breaking some kind of record or doing something gnarly. And so just being able to sit in there and like watch those guys do that for a while was so fucking cool. A lot of big name people were there. Like Sam Sulek was there. Didn't get to meet him because it was like crazy lines for him, but watched him and Arnold like chit chat for a while. And then he was doing like an interview up on the main stage and people were just asking questions and stuff. He just seems like such a nice dude. But yeah, man, it was so cool. If you're into fucking working out or anything at all, it's like a must experience. Like you go there and you're just like so amped to like work out more when you get there because everybody's jacked. Like everyone's so huge, everyone's strong. Like you're like usually everyone's bigger than you when you get there. So it's like it's a crazy plan. You're like fuck, I gotta work out more, and. Yeah, everybody's just so nice, and you get so, like, if you were to go and just go through every line, man, you would get so many trash bags worth of free stuff, like supplements that last you, like, over a year, so many new free shirts, and then that last day, they don't want to pack all that shit home.
So they're
just tossing it all to everybody, like, free shirts, and, like, it's, like, full containers of, like, protein and pre-workout and all that shit, which
you gotta sucks. Bring a truck.
Yeah, I had to buy a whole new bag just to, like, pack it, and it was packed to the brim full of shit, but it sucks traveling with any kind of supplement because it always gets flagged. They have to like rip your bag open and go through it and find the supplement. It's like it's a powder, so they got to like scan it and all that shit. So yeah, that was always annoying.
I've been eating food most of my life, and honestly, it's getting pretty boring. Well, Caleb, have you tried hot sauce? Yes, I've tried hot sauce. Don't ask stupid questions. It just burns my tongue and it's all greasy and gives me diarrhea. So I don't mess with that stuff. But what I do mess with is Firecracker Farms hot salt. It gives me just the right amount of heat that I like and a little, you know, a little good taste to it. You can put this on practically anything and you should. Firecracker Farm hot salt. That's firecracker.farm and use code PIE to save 20% on your order. And you're welcome.
But yeah, ate a bunch of awesome food, got a bunch of cool drinks. They have a lot of really nice sky bars there.
Really?
Like fucking at the tops of
Columbus,
like
every Ohio.
Yeah, dude. Really nice sky bars. One was like 30 stories up at this place. The whole top floor was just a big, awesome bar. Had an outside deck with like fireplace and like projector playing movies. It was just really fucking cool. Like I was like, man, I was like, this town's pretty awesome. A lot of really cool bars that we bounced around at. Yeah, that was. I had like a pretty funny experience. One of the first nights we went out, we went to this like cowboy bar, and this girl was like hitting on me. Like she knew my videos, and like I was there with like my friends and like Brent, and like these girls that we'd like met up with that are our friends. And she just like kept, you know, she took pictures with me, and like her friends took pictures with me, but she just kept coming back throughout the night, and like bought me a drink or whatever, and she just kept being like really aggressive. And I was just like, nah, I was like, I'm hanging out with them. And she like kept trying to get me to dance with her. And she came over like before we were like, we're about to leave. And she was like, you owe me a dance. Like you had to dance with me. I was like, no. And then she's like, no, you have to dance. And one of the girls that was with us like stepped in and like grabbed her hand and was like, he said no, so go on. and I was like,
one of the big buff girls.
Yeah, she's like, she's jacked as hell too. She like grabbed her hand like off of me and was like, he said no, so move on. And I was like, whoa, that was awesome.
Shit,
dude. It was so cool. And so like, I was like cracking up so hard after that. I was like, that was fucking awesome.
That's hilarious.
I was like, I've never had to have like a girl step in and be like, leave him the fuck alone.
That's funny,
dude. It was cool. Yeah,
I wonder if her friend saw it. Like, because they're like, oh,
oh yeah. I mean, she got girl. Like kind of sloppy. Like, she was, that yeah. girl was like drunk and she was like yeah. making out so with she, another dude on the bar. Oh, and then, like, God. Was coming over to me after yeah. that. And I was like, no, no, no. But, dude, it was so fucking no, funny, thank man. You. Yeah. But, yeah, it was a great, great time. Definitely going to go back probably, you know, most years. And it's just cool seeing all these people that I've been friends with for so long on the internet and, like, finally getting to meet them in real life.
Looking at your stories, it's like, dude, you got to meet everybody.
Dude, everybody. Yeah. Like
oh,
I was,
you're all here.
Yeah, literally. Like, I'd walk by and be like, oh, shit. And, like, and be like, somebody, like, would run up to me and be like, oh, my God. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, yeah, dude, it was, like, so cool. So, yeah, really good time. Definitely going to go back. Yeah, just great experience overall. We had a fun Airbnb.
What?
I got like a little cabin that's like right next to the fucking river.
Who sent you out there?
Me.
Oh.
Yeah, I just found it all. I was like, yeah, I was like, I just wanted to go for myself, man. Like, I knew there was a couple of companies that like I wanted to meet, cause, like the owners with, because I was like friends with them and stuff. And yeah. they were like, yeah, come hang out. We want to talk about some stuff. So obviously it's like a, you know, what's the word? I'm going to
do business.
Yeah, yeah. Business yeah you get it. Yeah. yeah. You know, so that was great. Got hooked up with a couple of companies that I'll be doing some stuff with. But other than that, man, it was just so fun. The Airbnb was really nice little cabin vibes on the fucking river. It had a jacuzzi and like a really nice living room. It was all like rock and fireplace and shit, like backyard with a big fireplace. Like it was just fucking cool. So really relaxing. All the food was fucking amazing, dude. I ate until I was like sick every day.
Columbus. I did not know Columbus was known for its food.
It was like bitching, man. Like the whole time I was like looking up places to eat. Like we'd get something small before we went into the expo. We'd stay for 2 or 3 hours, bounce out, go get like lunch. It'd be something awesome. Go home. Literally take like a 2-hour nap. And then go back out, get something to eat.
You have to do that at those yeah, expos,
dude, no,
man.
Yeah, that's what I was out. Telling Brent. He's like, dude, he was like, I'm so glad we're like taking these naps every day. He's like, because there's no way I could have done this. I was like, no, was you like can't. You can't. I was like, you're doing too much. You're walking for fucking miles each
and
day.
You're talking to everybody.
You're talking to everybody. I was like, you have to like chill out because we were out until 2 a.m. every night too. And then we were getting like late night pizza and shit and all these were like really nice drinks. Like every place had like fancy different drinks and stuff, dude. It was like, it was awesome, man. Like, I, like, would go back to Columbus, like, and just hang out. Like, it was that fun.
We so, might have to.
I know, man. Yeah, like, let's plan something there. It was a really good time.
That's where we could start the drive to West Virginia.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we could rent.
Yeah.
We could, dude, we could all
2 hours
rent
away.
Chargers.
Yeah. I almost went to see my family because they were, like, 2 hours, 30 minutes from there. And but it was just the day that I was going to go was just raining really hard. And I was like, I don't want to have to go rent a car and then drive this in the fucking, like, pouring rain. And then have to drive back and, like, so I just, you know, I'm not doing
it. We got that. We got Key West coming up. Then I'm going to hold something out in Austin on the 26th.
26th.
This Saturday.
26th.
Yeah, this Saturday's music video release party for our new song.
Yeah.
So we'll have a party out in
Let's
Austin on the 26th.
Yeah, yeah. We'll
for
stay
no
up
reason.
There for a night. Just have fun.
Yeah.
Hang out there, buddy. Dude, I had a blast last.
That bar
the last,
is awesome.
Yeah, that place
Gnar
was
bar.
Really cool, man. And the last time we were in Austin for our show, that was just like an overall awesome night.
Yeah.
Same thing. I've been every time we go to Austin anymore, find some cool places to eat, get some new food, so good. And then we did the comedy show, which was fucking awesome. And then we just bounced around bars all night, and it was killer. We had a really good group with us. Like, everybody was fucking fun. So, yeah, let's do it.
We're going to do it.
Yeah.
I just got tattooed.
Yeah, you did. You're like, you have almost an entire sleeve now. Yeah.
We were gonna go to the cat, but we were like, we'll save the cat for later. So this will go all the way.
Yeah,
up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's looking fucking sick. Yeah.
And you're going to go as soon as we're done here.
As soon as we're done here, I'm getting one on my shin.
Yeah, on your
shin. Get a battle axe.
Just
dude,
a quick battle axe.
Dude, I have so many tattoos planned right now already. Like, I've got one with Deanna in April. I'm going up. She's going to do my whole back.
Oh, my God.
My entire back. That's going to be hell.
That's going to be...
For 2 days, probably.
Good for your videos, though.
Really awesome. Yeah, we're going to make a bunch of content. Man, Deanna's a fucking angel, dude. Her and her man both are so, like, just sweetie pies. So, super cool getting tattooed. And she's so talented. So, it's just really
cool.
She
did your flower.
Huh? Yeah, she did my flower. She did the angel in my leg. She did this skull cover up and turned it into, like, a really cool Grim Reaper. I've got a lot of work by her. So, it's, like, she's becoming, like, my tattoo artist.
Yeah, no, and then Chad has just done this.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like,
and he does it so fast.
Everything matches.
Yeah, like, it looks killer.
I'm super happy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that looks fucking sweet. I'm excited to see.
Can't wait to finish.
Does for me. But yeah, man, and then I go to fucking Nashville in like a week after my back for some stuff here. Yeah. So yeah, I'm getting.
I go to the Freedom 500 April 5th.
Oh fuck yeah!
So I'm driving the pace car again.
Yeah.
And it's a drift van.
Oh,
like the Summit Racing drift van or something. I can't wait to see it.
That'll be cool.
Like, but we're gonna have a blast.
Yeah. We've got a lot of stuff planned.
So yeah, we will be out and about.
Yeah, it's gonna
mainly
be fun.
Florida. I'm just going to Florida.
Yeah,
because I'm practicing. Like I'm after Key West, I stop in Pensacola to rehearse with the guys because we have a show June 22nd.
Yeah,
in San Antonio.
San Antonio. Yeah.
Like, and it's us.
Wait. What?
June 22nd.
Did I know about
I don't
this?
Think so.
I don't think so either.
It's us and Zeus at the stable, at the Pearl, the big round Coliseum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Holds 1,000 people.
Okay.
We're going to have a big show.
That sounds fun.
Just us and Zeus.
Yeah. That's cool.
So,
yeah.
If you're in San Antonio.
A little bit of comedy, a little bit of music.
Get ready.
A cool combo. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Get ready to do a big music show. That'll be really fun.
Yeah, that'll be a good time.
Oh, yeah. They've got 4 bars in it. Like. It's a really cool setup.
Shit.
They did that. They did it really nice. We did the tour last week. So.
Yeah. Awesome.
It was cool.
Shit. And then we're going down to.
Then June.
And then May is our soft week stuff, right? That we're going down?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That, yeah. Or at least
we gotta,
what we've
I got to look
about.
That up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And see if we're actually going to if we're gonna do it.
Yeah. I wasn't for sure.
I don't know.
I know we talked about it, but.
I don't know if they pulled the trigger, but.
Okay.
I mean.
Either way.
Everybody always wants us to go to soft week.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe we'll go do it for something else, just for the fun.
Just to say hi to everybody.
What are we doing for your birthday? You have plans?
No. I will be back on the 17th, so I fly back the Sunday, and then Monday is. So we'll figure it out.
Figure something out.
I guess.
Yeah, we should probably figure something out.
Uh-oh.
That'll be fun.
Oh, no. We're going to sleep in the yard.
We'll get diapers.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We'll wear diapers.
No, what we really need to do is we need to come up with your Caleb pitches.
Oh, yeah. 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 Let's, once we get back from Florida, let's do that.
We need to get,
or, I mean,
we need
one,
to get weird,
one day this week.
Right, or while we're in Florida.
You leave tomorrow. You leave tomorrow.
While we're in Florida, we can come up because they want to green light those and shoot them all in like a week.
Yeah, so, that'd be fun.
Yeah, the last ones were the cavemen, and then the like just random knights fighting with swords.
Yeah.
So now where do we go from here? Is the question.
Cavemen, knights. You got. I mean, we're,
maybe
a
we
theme,
do a NASCAR.
I say there's a theme going on there. Yeah.
Well,
there's a NASCAR stuff. Rocket ship, NASA stuff.
But that gets difficult.
Yeah,
like, we got to, like, what do we have access to?
Yeah, okay,
we have our spoop fucking drift car is done, by the way.
Yeah,
I sent you guys that today. Mm-hmm. It looks hilarious.
Oh, wait, in the group chat?
Yeah.
I was expecting more poop.
No, there's plenty. The guys at Texas Drift were already like,
this
do
is
we
want
to put our logo on this? Like, it's covered in shit.
Hey. Oh, there's so much poop.
What do we do with this car now? Do we put it on display? Do we take it places?
Dude.
Should I enter a giant drift event?
Yeah,
and they're just like,
just
and now
I'm
driving
really,
the spoop and Florida man's lunacy.
You just
hot
get
sauce.
Really good at drifting in this gross fucking thing. Because now it just kind of seems like this drunk man on the front of the car is the one shitting all over the place.
And they asked if that was like part of. I was like, no, that's a logo
things.
Of a hot sauce.
Two different things.
And then the spoop is our creation.
Oh, that's gross.
This has become.
Did they like ask you not to tag them on Instagram?
I like how there's carbon fiber thrown in there, too.
I mean, it's got a carbon fiber roof and hatch and hood. Like, the carbon fiber is good.
Yeah.
And the wing. Like, the car looks good.
It's ridiculous.
I think they were kind of sad to put that wrap on it.
This is a 350Z, too. So you literally took like a $7,000 car.
And turned it into
added $40,000 worth of stuff and then wrapped it in actual shit.
And then we're like, you know what?
But
shit all over.
But it's got the giant
spoop
logo.
Shit.
Like it's It's so good, dude.
Let's put a little glove with
what
spins
else are we
going
to do?
What are the spins worth for cleaning your ass out?
Yeah, that's the
There's
spoon.
There's poop everywhere, too.
And it's white camo.
What are you driving this in?
I'm going to compete.
Yeah.
You know what you need to do is, I think they had like tires or like maybe a smoke machine, but you need to like, when you're drifting, it needs to be green smoke so it looks like farts.
Like maybe you
like
die,
farts from
you
that
die
old like dinosaur
smoke.
Fighting video game.
Yeah, so this is green smoke coming.
Yeah,
out
that
the
was
Primal Rage.
Which game was it you could get where your tires made certain color smoke like when you burn out? I think it was Need for Speed.
Yeah, well, like they,
yeah,
probably
one of them
Underground.
You could do that. Yeah, so you could probably get tires that fart green out.
But I think that actually was a thing. It was like a strip of colored rubber on the tire.
On the tire, yeah.
Green smoke.
Green.
The spoop.
Two lines
Here comes
of green
the
on
spoop
each tire.
Car. And I'm not even competing. They just have me do a demo. They're like, what?
What is this?
Here's the spoop car.
Here's the, what is that? What even is
I mean,
that?
I'm not. I'm in no way. It's an entry level drift car because it's the stock V6 in there. But it'll drift.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. But I can't compete with the big guy.
Did you weld the diff or anything?
Yeah, it's got it all. It's all set up. They've got, I don't know what they do to the back, but they fix it to where it, you know, drifts. Well,
it's either like an LSD or they just weld it.
Yeah, they probably welded it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you driven it at all yet, or have you seen
pictures? No, I've got to go. We've got to go do the official reveal, you know, because they've been filming the build. Hmm. And so when I get back, I go out there and we do the whole, you know, they pull the thing off and I'm like, it's beautiful. They're like, we hated having to wrap
this thing.
If the
sheet on top of it isn't brown when they reveal it.
That would be really funny. Like it's dirty.
It's just like a fucking drop cloth.
It's
like it's not even
it's like a really bad sheet, like that they purposely made look like it got.
Yucky.
But I mean, we're gonna be able to have a car show now. I mean,
yeah, just here.
The Fiesta is almost back together. The GR Gymkhana car is out there, and now we got the spoop car. We've got the Trans Am.
Yeah, it's a lot of cars.
Have you taken anything out to Cars and Coffee yet?
No.
Like, you need to. It's Cars and Coffee season again.
That's great. We should go. Mm. But we should all go. Because
well,
we can bring
all the cars. Bring all the cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just bring them all.
Just bring them all line, park them all lined up.
Cool Ferrari, man. I've got four Subarus.
Did you see Chad Goes Deep posted a thing where they were at Cars and Coffee and they were just, there's a random guy that like, asked him about his car, but he started just running lines from Fast and Furious. And then his buddy comes in and interrupts him with the same lines of like, he's like, sorry, it's just a business deal that's gone bad. And it doesn't help that I was sleeping with his sister. Like, so they're doing lines and the guy is like, should I go? Like, cause they're like, it's like Dom and like getting like, dude, it's so funny. Like,
that's pretty awesome.
Texas Dave was like, dude, we need to memorize all these scenes from Fast and Furious. And anytime we're at car shows or Cars and Coffee,
you
we're just doing this.
Give lines. That's fucking
Let's
funny.
See. You got a cold air intake.
Is that a Galloway 6 or a Galloway 8?
Not a bad way to spend $10,000.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That movie's so old now.
It's so good, though.
But they've had so many.
Yeah.
Yeah, which one?
Which one is old? Or
no, you said it's so good. I said, which one?
The first
Not
couple.
Not the second one. Yeah.
One, two... Wait, three was...
Three was Tokyo.
Three was Tokyo,
Two
yeah.
was Too Fast, Too Furious. That was like Miami.
Yeah, yeah. That one was
Yeah, but if you watch them in real order, you have to watch 1 through 6 and then Tokyo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
In plot order.
Yeah.
Because I guess like after 6 is when they send that dude to Tokyo.
Yeah.
And then you pick up with 7, 8 Dobbs and Hobbs or whatever it is. Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh yeah, and that's a whole movie too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are all like I remember like when COVID was, you know, in the thicket. I was looking up like the right order to watch huge series because I knew that like first off, I think it started with someone posted one of those diagrams about like the Marvel. Because you look at
you
the
wanna,
that's a whole freaking map, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like and it starts with Iron Man, by the way.
Yep.
Like you have to watch Iron Man 2, then like fucking Captain America, then Winter Soldier, then Avengers 1.
Yeah.
Then you go X-Men Days of Future Past. Like,
oh,
it,
yeah.
Like, if you looked up the proper order, it's crazy. But, I mean, it's all, like, it's crazy when you think about when they were released, and yeah. then these all connect now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, so I did that first and watched, you know, the Marvel shit in the order.
Yeah.
And really, dude, it's a lot of the same.
Yeah.
Like, how many times, like, dude, are these cities, every one of these movies, like, there's no, like, 600 cranes in a city trying to fix the last time the whole city got fucked up.
Yeah, like, recently.
You don't notice about that? Yeah, it's
like last month.
Dude, like, these aliens were here, like, a year ago, and they fucked the whole city up. Like, where's the rebuild? Like, you know how long it takes to get a barbecue pit built?
Barbecue mansion.
And they've rebuilt New York City like 16 times in a 5-year span.
I mean,
did you see how much it got fucked up in Doctor Strange? That wasn't even in them.
Okay, yeah, true. Yeah.
And then that two Avengers.
Yeah.
They're fucking this whole city up. No cranes. In any other movie.
They're not always in New York City, though.
I mean, a fucking flying aircraft carrier crashed into a city.
Yeah.
No questions asked either.
Nothing.
Like, well, we'll fix it.
They're like, dude, these guys keep getting in, like, fights.
Yeah.
And, like, 4 million people die.
Yeah, I don't even know what Thanos was worried about.
You know what I've always wondered is, like, bad guy recruiting? Because there's just, like, an endless stream of these sons of bitches that aren't good at their job.
Yeah.
But willing to get shot or beat up by fucking Captain America over it.
Yeah, but they're like aliens and shit, aren't they?
I mean, like, the human henchmen. Like, yeah, aliens are fine.
But but also, too, they never add... I mean, this is like, across the board of every action movie, there's never a dash of human psychology. Like, when you watch a guy you know is a mutant, like, breaking your squad in half, like, breaking back, or let's say you're seeing Wolverine, a guy with giant metal spikes that can't be hurt, just cutting people in half, and you still are like, I'm going to be the guy that
gets
him.
I'll be the one to get
him. I'll get him. I'll get him with my gun.
But I'm not going to get him right now. I'm going to wait your turn.
Try this.
Yeah, I knew, I'm a blue belt in BJJ.
Yeah.
And
did you guys do the karate move and both of his hands get cut off? Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I'm in mediocre shape and strength, like, because they're not, like, jacked.
Yeah, just regular dudes.
And then I'm going to go fight that dude that's shirtless and his skin keeps healing itself.
And it's metal underneath.
And he's got giant razor-sharp spikes that I just saw him shove through a dude that I've known for the last 5 years on this project.
Yeah.
That just went through the bottom of his chin.
Yeah.
But I'm still gonna try. I mean,
it's called dedication.
Yeah.
Same with, like, the accountant, though. Like, these are higher. Like, think about the accountant with Ben Affleck. The final scene where he assaults the rich guy's house. Like, and he has hired security guys, and even then he has higher end hired security guys, probably similar to, you know, agencies security dudes.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
They're soft dudes. Like, the second, like, 5 or 6 of your team is taken out and you're just paid $35 an hour or a couple grand for the night, are you really like,
I'm going to die for this?
You're like, dude, I'm getting $1,100 a night. Like, no, he's killed half the team now.
Yeah.
I don't know who the hell they pissed off, because there's heavy weapons. Like,
yeah.
Being engaged with us, but I'm still 100% on board. Like, what? Where's the movie where they're like, "Hey, dude, he already killed like 8 of us, so we're out, dude."
X-Men is definitely my favorite stuff out of all that. Like, the Avengers stuff is cool. I've always liked the X-Men stuff more. Have you watched The Boys?
I watched the first like 3 seasons.
Oh, okay. I think that's all of them.
Oh, it is?
I think so.
No, I thought there's more. I definitely, there's been more.
There's like the spinoff of The Boys, like the college.
Yeah, that one was okay. No, I think this next season coming out is season 4.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, then I don't know if I finished season 3.
Yeah, okay. Man.
Man, I haven't watched a series in a long time.
I like that. I like The Boys a lot. That's fun.
I like that it's like showing a goofy side of the dude. Did you ever watch Watchmen?
Like the old movie Watchmen?
Yeah.
The one that they have the like submarine.
Maybe the blue guy, yeah. Mr. Manhattan, yeah. Or Dr. Manhattan. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Man, that movie was fucking so cool. That was like, I feel like it was very far ahead of its time. But yeah, that had a really cool X-Men vibe to it, just like dark.
Wasn't that X-Men. DC? Watchmen DC?
So. Yeah, I think so.
Well, that there's Watchmen and then the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I think that's who fun. Had the that was submarine.
Good, yeah, that's the submarine. Yeah, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
And then you've got Hellboy.
Yeah. Hellboy was awesome. Dude, I don't even think I watched that newest Hellboy. Good. Yeah, I don't think I watched that newest one. I think it got bad reviews and it kind of made me not want to watch it. Yeah.
First two were good.
Yeah. I like
I don't know
shit.
Where they fall into this whole thing, though.
Yeah, they're there somewhere.
Well, and then there's like, there's two Fantastic Four, right? There's an old one.
And now there's the newest one.
There's so there's three.
Yeah, they've got Pedro Pascal already cast as.
Because, like, the original one
had fucking, what's his name?
Captain America.
Captain America.
Oh, really?
As Human Torch, yeah.
Yep. Really?
Yep. He was Human Torch.
I didn't know that. I'd have to see that again.
Yep.
Because I remember being skinny and cocky.
Yep.
Yeah.
Varsity Blues as well.
That was when he. Was that close to Scott Pilgrim time?
I don't know who that is.
I think it may have been. They were like similar.
That was like, 98. Like, honestly, wasn't Fantastic Four like the first comic movie to come out? And that's what kind of like made them all perk their ears up and go, wait, this did really well.
No, you're thinking of Blade.
No,
Blade is the one that like proved they could make high grossing movies out of comic books.
Yeah.
Blade. Yeah, but I also think. Like Fantastic Four landed because Blade was like 94, 95.
Yeah.
Blade 2, 96-ish. And then, but I want to say like Fantastic Four was the first.
Maybe.
Like superhero movie.
Yeah, because then it was X-Men, I think.
Well, Blade was 98.
98?
The first X-Men movie.
Was it X-Men or was it Iron Man?
I think X-Men came out before Iron Man.
Yeah, for sure.
I can't remember. I can't even remember the original X-Men.
It was so goofy.
Yeah, because X-Men was right around like 2000-ish.
Damn, I might have to go back and watch that one. I don't
know. Yeah, 2000.
Okay.
Yeah. Was the first X-Men.
And when's Fantastic? When was the first Fantastic Four? I have got IMDb on here. The app.
2005?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I think it may have been X-Men.
Dude, I thought.
So there was like Blade and then probably X-Men.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and then they just, and then Transformers happened around the same
time. I liked those movies.
The first few,
first two? Yeah. First two were really good. And still, some of them were still fun.
It was all the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we're destroying a city.
Yeah. Everybody was there for Megan Fox anyways, so.
She was only in two of them, right?
Yeah, that's why they started sucking after that.
I thought, like, she kind of sucked. That's why she got kicked out.
Well, I heard she was bitchy.
At least from one of the things I read, it was something between her and one of the directors.
Dude, first off, they got James Cameron.
Yeah.
That's not one of the directors. That's the director. Something. That James Cameron is the director.
Well, maybe it wasn't the director then.
I remember hearing they fought.
They fought a lot. Yeah, something was going on there.
But then again, like, if you're not... Like being on a Transformers, that's a fucking like 18-month shoot.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Like you are.
You're there for years.
You're doing this for a year and a half. Yeah. I mean, like, dude, the second Avatar was like 3.5-4 years.
Yeah.
Do it again. Go do it again.
I still haven't even watched that. The second one.
It was good. I felt it was good.
Yeah.
But still,
I played that game for a while and the game was fucking nuts. I need to go back to that.
I saw they released Final Fantasy.
Yep, everybody's losing their shit over it, too.
Is it good?
I mean, everybody says it's awesome. So, and they're like, and don't worry, you don't need to have played the one that just came out before.
Does it start at the very beginning or it picks up?
It picks up after
you get out of Midgar?
Yep.
Okay, so you kind of want to play Midgar.
Yeah,
then.
You would want to.
Yeah, because
but it was
connects
like,
the story.
And I was like, well, I mean, yeah. But yeah, I need to fucking play it too. There's so many fucking games out right now, dude.
I have not. I mean, I kind of eventually want to do Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah, you really need to. It's like the best movie ever, basically. Really? Yeah, like it's just an amazing cowboy movie.
I mean,
movie.
Now it's been updated a million times, so it probably looks brilliant.
Oh, it's going to look amazing, especially on PS5. It'll look so good, and there's so much goofy shit you can do. Fucking Helldivers that's out now. Have you seen stuff about it? Dude, it's just if they made a killer Starship Troopers game.
What?
Dude, it's amazing.
So is it the Starship Troopers or is it just like
it's,
it?
No, it's like they have the Starship Troopers game that came out like last year. Yeah. It was okay. Yeah. It's
Helldivers?
Helldivers.
Helldivers.
Yeah. It's Helldivers 2.
So they're bugs?
Dude, there's one star system that's all bugs and they look just like the fucking shit from, but it's the same shit. Like it has an opening scene that's like, we're recruiting you to help Super Earth, and it's like this guy and he's like, I love my family, and he walks in and he's like, shows him in front of their house, and then a bug comes in and like slices him up, and he's like, what, no, and like blood splashing all over him, and it's like goofy, but then he walks out in like his suit of armor, he's like, that was me, he's like, until I joined up for Super Earth, and then it's like, you look like a Mandalorian, and oh, wow. it's teams of four. And you go to these planets, you drop in with like a drop pod, you get like all these fucking cool guns, you have like kill streaks and like airstrikes you can call in and shit. Like you gotta like pull your arm up and type in like a code that's like up, down, left, right, and then you'll call in like a certain bomb, toss it, it'll call in like a barrage or like a fucking like incendiary strike or like this like arc beam, like just as you level up, it gets crazier and crazier. And the missions are so fucking hard, but one solar system is all bugs, and one solar system is all like Terminator robots, and like they just
what
look
the
like,
fuck? Who made this game up? It's you and me.
It's nuts, dude.
You're one's Terminators, dude, one's
it's
bugs.
It's nuts. That's literally they just look like Terminators, but some of them have like chainsaws for arms, and some of them just have like a lot of armor, and all you can shoot is their head, and they're just running towards you with like, and they just like punch the shit
out
of
like
you.
Sounds like a fucking game at the arcade. This
it's crazy, and like the way you move is so nuts. You can like run and dive and be like falling backwards and hit the ground and start like shooting and shit, like roll over on your stomach and shoot and crawl. Like it's nonsense the whole fucking time. It's like one of the best games I've played in for fucking ever.
Dude, I really want to get my driving simulator back.
Dude,
here.
Yeah,
from,
you need to bring it. Yeah,
Rally
it
Ready. Set up a whole part in the garage just
that'd be
for
killer.
That.
Yeah,
and then
and you
have
could fucking
like
stream
running.
That and shit.
It'd be
too,
cool,
dude.
Yeah, in the garage, that would look so
yeah,
cool. That,
yeah, you have like multiple camera angles and stuff, so you show off the garage. Yeah. You could get more cool lights in there.
Yeah. I mean, we could start a barbecue stream at our new barbecue.
Yeah, I mean, fuck.
Taj McHugh.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, dude. It's a fucking resort. Well, barbecue.
Well, welcome to the video game review episode and,
and
Marvel
else.
Movies.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Well, we had fun.
Yeah, we did.
And bullshit. Catch next week's episode where we have Scary Gary on telling us how much of a shitbag he is.
It's going to be good.